I really didn't want to make another episode right now because I got a lot of shit going on. You know, I got studying because I failed my fucking test by 4 points. Yes, 4 fucking points. I failed the Series 7. And I thought that, I've heard from other people that, you know, a lot of companies in the industry, if you fail once, that's it. They don't give you another shot. You know, they got to keep recycling through guys, which would have sucked, and that's what I was really nervous about. But I found out that, you know, I called the guy. I was like, listen, man, I failed by 4 fucking points. He's like, all right, don't worry about it. He's like, you were right there, so close. Take the weekend off, relax, and get right back at it on Monday. And I was relieved. So that made me feel better, even though, I mean, just imagine, after studying for 6 months, trying really hard, I mean, being literally a recluse from everybody for months and almost half a year, because you're studying so hard, harder than you ever studied in your life. When I tell you I want to say I maybe studied 3-4 times in my life, like legit, that might be an exaggeration. It might be even less. I really genuinely studied for this exam for 6 months straight. And I failed by 4 fucking points. And I was angry. I was pissed off. I was upset. But, you know, I screamed at myself in the car for 2 minutes. Like, motherfucker, you stupid bastard. And I got right back on it. Because that's what winners do, my friends. That's how we operate. That's how we make it through the tough times. We beat ourselves up for about 2 minutes. I was told by somebody to do that. If something happens, right, if you fuck up or something like that happens, you give yourself a minute or two to really ream yourself. You scream, whatever the fuck, whatever it is. And, oh, God. I thought I almost got ran over by a train. All right. Give yourself a minute or two to really ream yourself or just scream, get angry, whatever, and then get over it. And move the fuck on and continue with whatever you're doing to make it better. And that really helps a lot. You can't just tell yourself, no, you can't, you know, you got to control yourself. You can't get mad because we're humans. Naturally, we're going to get pissed off, especially when we fuck up. When I fuck up, there is nobody in this world that is harder on me than me. Nobody. I am notoriously hard on myself. More than most people are to themselves, you know, and people always told me that, Larry, you're so hard on you, like, you give yourself too much fucking grief, you're doing good, you're fine. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I know I could do better, and when I know I could do better, I keep that in my head, and I get pissed off when I don't do better, and that's what helps me get better. I'm like, you're fucking better than this, man, come on. So, I yelled at myself, I screamed, I got angry, and I got over it in a minute or two. And that was it. And now I'm back at it, studying hard. I got 30 days, 30 days from when I failed to, to start up, to pass this test. And in my head, I have no fucking choice but to pass this test. Even if they give me another shot, no. There is none of that bullshit because there is a chance that they won't. Like, listen, man, 2 times, we did you a favor once already. I think it's time for you to move on. Which I would get. I would understand it. But one thing about these businesses, these firms, which my father brought to my attention because he was in the business, they don't know who their next animal, who their next huge producer is going to be. They don't know. They don't know. I might end up being their best producer in the company's history, you know? So they're going to give me the shot. You know what I mean? Some companies don't, like a place like Merrill Lynch. You work for them for, 4 or 5 months, and then they sign you up for the 7. And if you're not producing that great, I guess, in those first 3-4 months doing insurance, and you fail the test, then you leave. Okay, I get it. But you see, I never worked with these guys before, you know, because this is a